Hello.
Yep. Hey, Joanna, Josh here.
Hi. Hi, Josh.
Yep. I hope this is a good time.
Yes.
Awesome. Joanna, I just wanted to understand a few things from your end, because I was working with my writing team on the next draft. So just like you mentioned the last time that you wanted the poem to be remain unchanged, and you wanted to make sure that the poems are in line and not separate on the next page as single left out lines. So
Yes.
there's just one thing that I wanted to understand more was, if we keep it that way, then there would be few pages where the poem would have like three columns on a single page. So what would you particularly want? Do you want like the poem on a single page with two different columns, or would you want each page to have just one column?
No, so when I put that book together, the way I put it is the let me just pull it up.
Sure.
Sorry. Okay, so let Angelina review. So looks like each poem, I mean, I think mine is 6 by 9, and
The file that you shared with me, the initial questionnaire, you shared the 8.5 by 11 size. Like the questionnaire that you filled, you mentioned that you would want the trim size to be adjusted by 6.5 by 9. So that
what
was
is your
one.
standard? What is your standard? It's like a smaller book, right?
So 8.5 would be a bit longer book. The normal size that we recommend for any poem or any sort of like novel size or bigger than novel is like 6 by 9. So that's the standard that we
6 by 9.
always recommend.
Okay,
Yep.
that's fine. That's fine. 6 by 9. Okay, so
Okay.
let's do it this way. So I would rather each poem to end on one page, and each new poem to start on a new page.
Okay. And even in those cases, for example, if there is a longer poem, for example, if the poem is supposedly going on three different columns, that would sort of like mess up the page as well. So shall we try working in it this way that the poem can go on the next page to give it a more cleaner look?
Yes. So you know what? Do that, please, Josh, and then I'll take a look at what you send me.
Because I wanted to have a word with you first before I guide my team further on it. Because if we have a single poem just on the same page, that would mess up the page itself. Because if you're working on 6 by 9, that is like a normal page size. And if within that normal page we have like a single poem on two different column, that might confuse the reader and it won't be that pleasant to the reader as well. So if you ask for my personal expertise, I would personally recommend to let's just go with page by page. For example, even if the poem is being continued on the next page, I will direct my team to have it aligned in this way that there are not much of spaces left, or to have it aligned properly so that it gives a pleasant experience to the reader as well. Because the book, it's side by side. When you're turning the pages, you would be able to read it on the next page as well. So that would be more pleasant instead of a reader reading two different columns on a single page and then moving to the next page reading two different columns again. So that
I agree
might,
with you. Yes.
absolutely. So, and even in
One,
that
sorry,
case,
so it's one column per page. That's what you're saying? One
yep,
column
that's what
per
I'm
page?
saying. Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Perfect.
Because if
Okay,
we
one
go
column
with,
per page.
yep, if we go, because if we go with the plan what you suggested me earlier, that go ahead with writing the same poem on the same page, then there would be those pages as well where we need to adjust like a single poem in three different columns, and then later down the road there would be those poems as well which will be adjusted in like one column, two columns. So that wouldn't give the book like a professional look. So that would be like a bit misorganized. So just to give a professional look, I wanted to discuss that before I give my team a green signal and go ahead. So wanted to discuss
Okay.
the same with you.
So yes, so because I might have, maybe I misunderstood. The only thing that I don't want is a new poem starting halfway through the page. I would like each new poem to start on a new page.
Okay,
but one column per page is perfect. One column, that's ideal. One column per page. Because I did not want the next poem to start halfway.
Got your point. Got your point. So I'll have the same instructions guided to my team. I just wanted to get on call with you personally to further discuss on it so that the quality is delivered. I personally cannot compromise on the quality. So that is one of the reasons why I wanted to have a clear picture of this as well. And I will guide my team the same way to have one poem, a single column on a single page. And whenever a new poem is starting, we're going to have it started on the next page.
Perfect. That's what I wanted.
Sounds
absolutely
great.
Awesome.
That's sounds great.
So, and the poem, so basically you have the original manuscript or should I resend it?
Yep. I have the original manuscript already, the one that you shared initially. And also we're going to go, I will be having a word with my team further regarding the trim size. If they recommend that we can go ahead with 8.5 by 11, then I'm going to go forward with that. But standard, if it's 6 by 9, I'm going to go forward with that. Or I'll keep
absolutely
you updated on that as well. All right?
Go forward with what is, I don't mind the size. If the 6.9 is the best size, go with the 6.9. But that's up to you.
Awesome. I will surely
know.
Have.
I don't even know what size is that.
No worries. I'll personally take care of this. Just like I called you right now and got you on board, I'll keep you updated on this whole project, and I'll be letting you know each and every detail. So you have on board
okay
with me.
The other thing is that bio, I have adjusted, changed the bio a little bit. So I will be submitting a new bio, so maybe
it's perfectly
maybe
fine.
Hold off.
It's perfectly okay, fine. We can have it added later down the road as well. So you can take your time. You can take your time with adding the bio. We can have it incorporated or adjusted at the end as well. So do you take your time? That's perfectly fine.
Okay, that sounds great. So let me just take one look at the first page on the poetry. It says, "You are the love that you seek. Love is not something to be earned. It is what you are." I might want to get rid of the dots on that. You know what I mean?
Okay, just give me 1 second. Let me open that. You are the love. Okay, yep. The full
just
stop.
Just get rid of
state.
The dots.
Yep,
no
we'll
dots.
Have it taken care of. I'll have it taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. I'll have it taken care of, and I will be giving a green signal to my team today to start working on that. And as soon as I get the drop, within like 5 business days, I will be sharing that with you as soon as I get that, right?
Okay, but what about the bio? Like,
you can share the bio.
Be part of the job?
Yep, it will be a part of it. Nothing to worry about. But you can start working on your bio. That's completely fine. That is something that we can adjust at the end as well. So you said that you're going to work on your bio. You can share that at any point of time. I'll have that adjusted as well. You have unlimited revisions. I am working with you. Even at the end of the book, you ask me that you would want a little changes on your bio, I'll still have that adjusted. So you are on board with me, so nothing to worry about.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Perfect.
And would there be anything else that I can help at this time?
Okay, one more thing, Josh.
Sure.
Okay? So I'm looking at my first poem, which is I am calling up, no, it's not the first, it's the third poem. It's called I Am Calling Up on You. And so the next column, I see that in the next column, because they go sort of in like paragraphs almost, or verses. These are verses. So I've noticed that from that poem, the last sentence in the last verse, the last sentence got separated and put on top of the next column, which would be the next page. I would like this to remain as verses with the spaces. I have given them spaces, if you can see, right? Spaces in between the verses.
Yep.
So I would like to remain them to be a verse and not separate a line of the verse because there is not enough space. Because, you know what I mean?
Yep, I got that. So basically you would want the spacing to be in the same way as you have done that, but
yes,
we'll just format that.
Please, if it's okay, because this... That's the meaning. Changes the meaning if you separate.
Yes, absolutely. We get
verses.
That. Absolutely, absolutely. So whenever I share the first draft with you, there might be some changes that may be required, because as you know that the writing team there, that is someone that is unknown to you. I will be guiding them, but since they're on board, it might take one or two drafts for them to get on the same page. But I will try my best that it's sorted out within the first draft, because I do have an understanding that you shared with me. So whatever the first draft would be, I would be sharing that with you so that we're one way closer to our project.
Oh, so basically if I see something like this, I can still ask you to please
absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much,
because without your approval I'm not going to move forward. So right now I'm going to have a meeting with my team in the next 1 hour. I will be explaining them this project, how to proceed forward with this project, and they're going to start working on this project, formatting and everything, and they're going to share the draft with me within like next 4 to 5 business days. As soon as I get that draft, I'm going to share that with you, and you will then have to review the draft and let me know if it's good to proceed ahead, or even if there are minor changes, you can always let me know and we'll have that change. So you have unlimited revision. I'm on board with you. Until and unless you're satisfied, we won't have the final book published. So nothing to worry about that.
Thank you so much. I really thank you for working with me.
You're most welcome. And at any point you need any sort of assistance or you need any suggestions from my end, you can always drop me a message and I'll call you the same day.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
You're most welcome. You as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling, for now.